Hello, my name is Jerome Otto, and I'm a member of the Windows Server Logo Program for Software team here at Microsoft. And today I'm going to be covering an overview of our newest logo program, the Windows Server App Certification Logo, which is a certification program for Windows Server 2012. The new logo program, certified for Windows Server 2012, really began with an evolution of our two previous logo programs for Windows Server 2008 R2. Our Works With, which was a compatible level logo program, and our Certified For, which was a higher technical bar, was combined to create our new logo program, Certified for Windows Server 2012. The new logo program maintains a focus on readiness, compatibility, and security. The major differences between our current logo program and our previous logo program is that the testing is now free. No third-party vendors are needed, and this will save ISVs thousands of dollars. Testing is much faster, as testing will only take a couple of hours versus weeks. This will bring about higher compatibility and allow you to bring both your current and new applications to market much faster. Certified applications will of course be listed in the server catalog. The prerequisites for certification for Windows Server 2012 involves the testing environment and the system under test prerequisite. The testing environment must be done on Windows Server 2012 Hyper-V. VMs must be Windows Server 2012 standard or greater, or Windows 8 64-bit release preview or newer if you're testing a client component along with your server application. The system under test prerequisite must have the firewall enabled, user access controls must be enabled, IPv6 must be enabled, though the ISV does not necessarily need to use IPv6. A compatible antivirus, anti-malware software must be running in the background during testing. Windows error reporting must be enabled. The requirements for certification for Windows Server 2012 falls in several areas. Windows installer best practices, setup and primary functionality tests, drivers and security, and best practices. Under Windows installer requirements, which are only necessary if an application uses Windows installer for installation, specific ICE errors must not be found in the installation package. Package identity must be correctly configured. Specific nested install custom actions must not be used, and custom columns must not be added to standard tables. Under the area of primary functionality, while performing primary functionality of the application, the system must remain stable without data loss. As a note, server applications must not be installed or tested using the built-in administrator account. Any crash, hang, data loss, or disruption of any Windows feature or driver will result in a failure of this test case. In addition, shared components must be installed in safe locations, drivers must pass boot time verification tests and runtime verification tests while being exercised, 16-bit binaries must not be used, uninstallation must complete successfully, applications supporting server core must be able to install, run, and uninstall without the server graphical shell. Under the area of drivers and security, if your server application contains a driver, that driver must pass Windows Hardware Certification Testing. This was formerly known as WICL. This program is administered outside the Certification for Windows Server 2012 logo program, and more information will be provided at the end of this presentation. Under the area of best practices include support for 4K sector drives, also known as advanced format drives, support for Resilient File System, or REFS. Additional optional best practice tests include binaries should have valid file information, and executables and installers should be AuthentiCode signed. The security portion of this logo program are optional test cases. These test cases will not result in a pass or fail to the overall logo program. The two test tools that we use for security are the Attack Surface Analyzer and BinScope. The Attack Surface Analyzer tests changes in system state, runtime parameters, and securable objects that occur after installing an application in order to look for specific security weaknesses. Correcting these weaknesses does not impose any performance penalty. The Attack Surface Analyzer tests apply to all programming languages. BinScope examines the application's binary files to check for coding and building practices that makes the application less vulnerable to attack or to being used as an attack vector. The requirements enforced by BinScope do not eliminate these weaknesses, but they do, however, work in tandem to make these weaknesses harder to exploit. The safeguards should not be considered effective individually, but they work in combination. The BinScope tests apply to both unmanaged and managed code. Information on the certification for Windows Server 2012 can be primarily found on our website for the Windows Server Application Certification Program, which is www.microsoft.com/windows-server/ISV. Information on driver signing for ISVs and our Microsoft Platform Ready Test Tool, requirements for Server App Certification Program, and any remediation for test failures of the Windows Server Application Certification Program can be found on this website. Additionally, the program is administered by the Microsoft Platform Ready website, which is microsoftplatformready.com. If you have any questions pertaining to the requirements for the certification for Windows Server 2012 or our test toolkit, Microsoft Platform Ready Test Tool, please contact us at our alias, Windows Server Logo Feedback, WSLOGOFB@Microsoft.com. Frequently asked questions regarding the Certified for Windows Server 2012 logo program are several. Here's one of them. Is my application required to run on Server Core? The simple answer is no. While Server Core is the preferred installation type, most applications may need to be designed to run specifically under the limited resources of Server Core or Minshell installations. There are many new exciting features around this minimal server interface on Windows Server 2012, specifically full .NET 4.5, and a growing number of hundreds of PowerShell commandlets, including the ability to add features and resources not included in the base installation of Server Core. I highly suggest reading some of these white papers, MSDN, and blog entries to take full advantage of the benefits of supporting Server Core. The Microsoft Platform Ready Test Tool fully supports running on Server Core in Minshell installations. Another commonly asked question, how do I go about signing my software drivers? That's a great question. All drivers must pass Windows hardware certification testing and be Microsoft signed. Driver signing requires an outside loop from the software logo process. We have composed a web page on the Windows Hardware Certification website dedicated solely to independent software vendors. You can find this step-by-step page by linking from our Windows Server Logo Program website. That concludes an overview of our new Windows Server Logo Program. Customers are going to be looking for applications which are certified for Windows Server 2012. Next step would be to download our Microsoft Platform Ready Test Tool and get your application certified for Windows Server 2012 and support the new operating system. Thank you.